Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser. Welcome to Ujiria Radio. We're here in the Sandy Springs Radio X studio with Alex, our new very sharp producer. That's for you, Lee. she is a go-get it girl.
Many thanks.
You're welcome. Hi, Alex. And I also have a good friend of mine with us today that I'm so proud. She is a returning guest, Pam Van On. She, along with her sister, is the creator of a nonprofit called Caring Together in Hope. They serve the seniors and their caregivers that have Alzheimer's and dementia. And Pam has something very exciting to tell you because of what their foundation has done and what they've just opened up. So thank you for being with us, Pam.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
And so, you know, I'm talking about Amy's Place. So come on, bring it. Tell us all about Amy's Place.
Well, you know, in 2013, following the death of our mother, who my family and I cared for, who had Lewy body dementia and Alzheimer's disease, we created our nonprofit called Caring Together in Hope, January of 2013. And our mission continues with Caring Together in Hope, in that we advocate for those families who are taking care of a loved one with Alzheimer's disease, dementia. And since inception, we've done a lot of resource work. We've funded respite care for families by using home care companies like Griswold and others to help us provide care for these families. And, you know, we took a look at that from a business perspective, and yes, we were helping lots of families, but there just seemed
they
to be
more.
That we wanted to do more. And so it was when we were looking at gathering information to create Caring Together in Hope and continuing to educate ourselves on the needs of these families and being educated by home care companies and others who were on this journey, that we came across what was called a memory care cafe. I'd never heard of this and don't recall that any of my sister was aware of this either, but just in doing simple Google searches on Alzheimer's dementia care and caregiving, up popped this toolkit on how to create a memory care cafe. So you download this cool toolkit, and it's, you know, gives you a lot of information on what is the concept of a memory care cafe and where they're located. And the author of this kit, there were actually states listed where these memory care cafes exist. And they were pretty much everywhere with exception to the state of Georgia. And so we did reach out and made a call to the person who you know, had the link for the memory care cafe toolkit. And in asking, you know, we wanted to go visit one of these memory care cafes. You know, we were reading that they were popular in the UK and in other places throughout Europe. We needed to see one a little closer to home. And she told us that there weren't any in terms of there being a standalone building that serves in the capacity of this cafe concept, and that the neighborhood memory care concept in the United States is mobile, which is a good thing, and that they meet monthly or a couple times throughout the month. These are organized events. You have a group of people meet, and maybe they go to an art museum, or maybe they have music. So those are great things. But what we really were wanting was a standalone place for families to come for socialization and to create new friendships and to pick up resource information that was available to them locally, and also to maybe have educational events.
And I want to just make the point, because you've educated me on this. I mean, when you first said it, I was like, oh, what? Yeah. But it's a place where the caregiver can go with the person that they're caring for, whether it's a family caregiver or professional caregiver, and they can take their person with dementia. They're welcomed. They're accepted. There's other people there, right? So it's then, not like they have to get them taken care of by somebody else in order to go there. It's a place for them to go.
That's exactly right. You know, the creator of the Memory Care Cafe concept was a Dutch psychiatrist, Dr. Meissen, M-I-E-S-E-N. And he opened up the first Memory Care Cafe in 1977 in the Netherlands. And even as recently as 1977, which, I don't know, maybe that wasn't so recently anymore, but, you know, was finding that, you know, people were not talking about that loved one who had Alzheimer's disease. It was, you know, pretty much taboo. And yet there were families that were enduring this and trying to understand this. And, you know, even at that time, you know, you could see that, you know, they were maybe calling it senility or whatever they were calling it. These people were becoming more and more isolated. And so it was really this Dr. Meissen who created this first cafe, and then in the Netherlands, which then quickly gained uproads throughout Europe, particularly in the UK and in Ireland. And then in 2008, there is a Dr. Loekvig who lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, who's from the Netherlands, and she created and introduced this concept to the United States with the Neighborhood Memory Care Cafe concept. And she also maintains a registry of memory care cafes that are very active and alive in the United States. We have spoken to, I've never met her. She's a fabulous woman. She's really been a good mentor and a good advisor to us in giving us insight as to how, you know, we go about creating this. But because we had, and because we had no template, there was no standalone memory care cafe. You know, it's not that we wanted to do better. We just really didn't have a model to follow. And so we wanted to take the American version and the Swedish version of the memory care cafe concept and throw it into one freestanding building and yet make it applicable to Roswell, Georgia and the surrounding area.
This may be my ADD in action here, Pam, but I think I want you to pick up right where you took a breath there. But before you do, I want you to just tell them about your own experience and why this is so important to you. What you gave up a career, right, to come take care of your mom. So well, tell us just a little bit about that background, what you personally, and I mean, if you don't, I will.
Well, you know, I moved here in late July of 2011 from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I have a little bit of a nursing background. But my understanding about Alzheimer's disease was minuscule. And yes,
as most family caregivers are.
Well, I tell you, you think you know about it. You could explain to somebody what it was, but you know, this is not different than any other health problem until you actually live with it and get to experience it and stand in it. You don't really get it. I know I didn't, and I know that the rest of my family didn't either. But yes, I did move here. And I did become my mother's roommate, mm-hmm. and my sister and mother were very, very close. And my sister Jean had another full-time job and other things going on with family. And so it was collaborative. We did this together as a family. But yes, I became my mother's roommate.
Yes.
And it was during that time that...
And it was lonely and difficult. And even though you had some help, I mean...
I had a lot of help, actually. But yeah, I mean, you know...
But it fell on you, like it does with many caregivers. And I'm not dismissing Jean or the rest of your family, but I mean, you lived with her. And that's what so many caregivers, so many husbands, so many daughters, so many, you know, wives do.
I think what I did was I thought about, you know... I would come visit mom often, you know, because she'd lived here for what, 10, 12 years before this happened. And I loved it here. I loved visiting here and spending time with my sister and my mother. I would have to say that, you know, there were many reasons where this was challenging. the reversal of no longer being daughter, not being known as daughter to my mother, that was a challenge. I'm pretty outgoing and I like to be around people quite a bit. And, you know, I just didn't have, I had a lot of virtual friendships. You know, you'd be on the phone, you know, it's real easy to get in touch with someone, you know, with cell phones and social media and such, but I didn't have that connection. My children don't live here. And so, yeah, some days were challenging. And so a place like Amy's Place would have been something that I would have used had that resource been available. I would have used that, selfishly speaking, to create new friendships. Yeah. beyond what you can create with a support group. Support groups are wonderful. They're vital and they're very necessary. But, you know, when you get 1 hour a month to sit with a group of people, and depending how well attended the support group is, you know, you don't get a lot of time to share. And I did make some friends, you know, at a support group that I did go to, made some pretty good friends who I remain friends with today. But, you know, we talk a lot about how important it is to keep the person with the dementia socially engaged. And that is so important.
And so hard in some cases.
Yeah.
Most cases.
But actually the caregiver is less socially engaged.
Mm.
After a while, it kind of, you know, the caregiver also just doesn't have those social engagements. You know, they can't. Either financially they can't afford to attend event, or they pick and choose battles, right, and just say, you know what, this is not worth it. I just can't do that. So,
because it's hard to take them places. My mother-in-law has dementia, so I do know a little bit about it. But what I want to talk about next, I guess, and I'm going to just selfishly describe Amy's Place. Okay, so it is now open. When was your grand opening?
March 5th.
Okay, March. So it's right on a little side street off of the historic square, the little park part of Roswell. And it is a little white framed house with this porch that goes all the way across. And Pam and her sister have painted every room themselves with these beautiful, vibrant colors. And it's furnished sort of between a home and a cafe, a home and a gathering place. So it's got a great kitchen, but you just walk in and there's rocking chairs and there's tables on the front porch. And then you walk into this beautiful, warm building, home almost. I kept saying to Pam, you need to live here. You just need to live here. I mean, it's just gorgeous. You've got to come see it, listeners. You've just got to come see it. And if you take care of somebody with dementia, bring them with you. But anyway, you go in and to the left is Pam's family's grandmother's, right, dining room table. And there's probably some other stories too. And you can pick up where I left off, or I want you to tell them about your hours and what they can come and do and all that kind of stuff. What kind of stuff are you doing at Amy's Place?
Well, we are located in historic Roswell, and the 14 Sloan is our address, and it couldn't be more fitting and more perfect for what we hope to provide for families. We do have off-street parking for, I think it's about 40 vehicles.
Yes, you've got a great parking facility.
We're in a neighborhood. So, you know, in our site selection process, you know, Gene and I we didn't want to be in a strip mall, not take away from strip malls. We didn't want it to be near anything medical. We didn't want to be part of a medical complex. We just wanted this to be a home, a sanctuary, a place to stop off, as if you were just in anybody's neighborhood and now you can just stop here. And we got
and
lucky.
Visit.
Visit. We really got lucky. One of our first challenges with this house, though, was how to decorate it. You know, and we did some research on, you know, colors that are important, colors you stay away from. And we did a lot of research on that. We got a lot of good advice from people about what to do and what not to do. But you know what? we sat back and we looked at that and we're like, we are not a memory care facility. We are not a daycare facility. This is continues to be reflective of our mission to support that family caregiver with being respectful of the physical limitations with a person with dementia. We had to try to bridge that and we were going to accomplish that. And so actually it was my sister Jean who just started throwing paint up without a plan. And we used our Caring Together and Hope colors to paint the walls of this 2,500 square foot home. And it turned out really well. We're really happy with it. Very bright. We have a lot of natural light in there. So
it is. It's so welcoming. It's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Yep. It is.
Thank you.
So what are the hours and days that it's open and what can people stop by to do to, you know,
currently we're continuing to evolve.
Right,
you know, we're the new kid on the block.
This is a fluid mission.
Yes.
That's right.
That's a really good way to put it. And we are continuing to evolve. In fact, you know, Jean and I have had discussions about ours. And, you know, right now we are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. I believe that on our current brochure, it has that we are open from on Sundays from 10 to 3. However, we are about to make some changes with that and that we will open on Sundays with special requests or with special events at this time. Mondays, we take a day off.
Hey, my friend.
We take a break.
Hey, my friend. Everybody needs a day off, including you.
We take a break on Mondays.
That's right.
So
Sunday now, except for special events.
Yeah, we'll open at any time, any hour, with any request. That is forever going to be that way. But we do want families to know that, you know, they can just be taking a drive in Roswell or set out after a trip to the grocery store and stop at Amy's place. We do have social events scheduled, and we had our first art event last Saturday. It was very, very well attended. That was a lot of fun. We did that with Megan Jane of Ageless Interaction. It was a lot of fun. And
who's been on the show?
Yeah.
Yes, per your referral. Thank you.
We had a lot of fun with that. We have some Japanese dancers coming to visit. We have a restaurant who is donating food from a Chinese buffet. And
can I come to that?
Yes.
Food? Did you say food?
Yes, you can. And we have music, of course. We need to be developing and offering more music.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about music therapy for dementia.
One thing we don't have is we just don't have the TV going. We do have two TVs and we don't have the TV on. Last week we had something happen, which is what our vision is with this in terms of what happens on a random visit. And we had four families stop in there who did not know each other. And they just start visiting him. There was a man there. And he was playing the guitar. They started to stay. And yes, they brought their loved ones.
So one of the families was, or you just had somebody there playing the guitar?
We had
a musician.
We had a musician there. And it got to be about 1 o'clock. And, you know, everybody's getting hungry. And so I said, is anyone hungry? And they all said, no, well, we're just going out for lunch. And so I said, well, I can run next door. They all pooled their money together. These four families who didn't know each other had become friends quickly, put their money in a little cup, and I went next door, brought lunch back.
To a yummy barbecue place.
Yep. They sat and enjoyed lunch. And I saw them exchange contact information when they left.
And you were so happy.
You know, that's the goal.
That's the goal.
That people create these new friendships. So it's good. Pet therapy. We haven't done anything organized with pet therapy. However, we do have a pet in residence there. And his name is Earl. And he was my mother's dachshund.
And Pam has a love-hate relationship with Earl. Can you tell him Pam and I are friends? Yeah. Earl is a character.
He's a pain, but I love him anyway. And he loves everybody that comes in there. And you're right to bring this up, that people do really respond with dementia. people really do respond favorably to many things. Children, pets, music, and less hovering. Those are the things that
children,
I've observed.
Pets, music, and less hovering.
And less hovering.
And dancing. You know, my mother-in-law loves, of course, that's music too, but it also makes them move. It, you know, forces the movement. And she just loves to dance. So, you know what? I just had an idea of speaking about a fluid mission. You know, musicians or people that dance that would like to do something for Caring Together in Hope or Amy's Place. We do this at the end, but I want you to give them a number they can reach you at right now. Anybody who wants to help with this awesome mission of yours, what's your number?
Our number is, you know, I don't have that number memorized.
Oh, this Isn't is that, funny. Yeah, this is our a sign of our times.
This is just really, really funny. You can call 678-358. Let's take that again. 470-349-8349. I apologize for that.
Say that one more time.
470-349-8349.
And if you're not there, Pam, is there a voicemail
there
or
is.
Something?
Always leave a message. We'll return your call.
Always leave a message.
Quickly.
She'll return your call. Okay.
You know, that's and you're right. We do need to do something with dancing. We do have a resident, a couple that visits often, and we just learned that she really liked to do square dancing. So we need to try to figure out how we can accommodate that, you know, at our level in terms of, you know, our space and everything. But we can.
Yeah, you've got that big living room up there.
We had a man a couple visit us last week, and you know, we really do listen to what families want. What families are asking of us is what we will give them.
Good, good, good.
Always. Mm-hmm. And this man said, well, you know, you want some suggestions. And I said, we do. He said, well, what you need is a putting green. I said, well, you know, I think you're right. Well, we actually are talking about, you know, how we could maybe do something like that on the interior. I mean, yes, of course, it would be great to have it outside. I know how that would happen. But we want to know. We want to know not only from those with the diagnosis, but we want to hear from families what it is they want us to provide for them. One of our goals, too, within this year is that we have families that want to serve as advisors to Amy's Place that can make sure that we are having a good continuation of social programming. Educational programming as well, of course, but mostly social
mm-hmm.
events.
Mm-hmm. So did you bring a calendar? Did you happen to bring a calendar? You've got some things coming up that I want.
We do have an event coming up on April 23rd. Mm-hmm. Actually, we are happy and pleased that we were asked to be one of the co-sponsors with Griswold.
Mm-hmm.
And Oasis Senior Providers and Optum
Hospice
mm-hmm. with this virtual dementia tour that is going to be held on April 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Which is a Saturday. And I believe it's 1 to 5. It's at the Wingate Hotel, which the reason it is, they explained to me, is because you can actually do a guided tour through kind of a bedroom situation with a bedroom and a kitchen and whatever, that they actually have a tool, like if you talk about a toolkit, a kit where somebody that's caring for someone with dementia can actually sort of have an experience of what that person would feel like in trying to do normal things.
Yeah, the virtual dementia tour.
And it's free. Free for families.
It is. The virtual dementia tour is trademarked and registered and was the brainchild of another local person.
That's right.
PK Bevel.
She was on our show 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, she had a great vision there. And now with Second Wind Dreams, they are training, they have an event coming up where they're training people to be facilitators for a virtual dementia tour. Mm-hmm. But as you were saying, we highly recommend that everyone who is providing care at home or even professional care to someone with Alzheimer's disease dementia take this tour. It will teach you and show you the physical and mental challenges that one with dementia must endure every day. You know, we think it's not, we have to, we're often reminded this is not just about memory. This is not just about being forgetful. There are depth perception changes, spatial changes, lack of peripheral vision, changes in auditory changes, which, as you all know, can lead to the visual and auditory hallucinations, you know, as the brain, you know, goes through these varying stages of dementia. As P.K. Bevel said, you know, the solution in our foreseeable future in supporting families who are taking care of someone with Alzheimer's is that we just need to develop a better and more personal understanding of the physical challenges and emotional challenges that those people with dementia you have to live with every day. It really is very, very impacting. Highly recommend it. We're pleased and happy that we can be a part of this
and with you. Yes, we are too. And the other sponsor, Optum Hospice, and Kathy Jobe of Oasis Senior Advisors. I wish I had a number. I do have. Kathy's number is 770-891-5024. The important thing is you must have a reservation. You must call. It only takes 20 to 30 minutes. But either call this number, 770-891-5024, or call Pam and talk to her, and she will get your reservation to us as well.
Yeah, it's good that you mentioned that, because clearly you do need a reservation so that you get your 20-minute slot and you take the time to go through this tour. We are sharing it with families who visit the cafe, and we'll continue to do that. So it's a wonderful community service.
Yes. Thank you.
Event.
Yes,
wonderful.
Absolutely. And then do you have, you said, yes, we need more than support groups, but support groups are good, and you can bring your person that you care for with you, right? Or no?
Absolutely.
Support groups.
Yes, you can. We've had the one support group. Our support groups meet the third Wednesday of every month at Amy's Place from 5:30 to 7. This is a peer-to-peer group. Support group. So the facilitator is either myself, or it could be my sister. It could be another caregiver. This is strictly peer to peer. Excuse me. There will be times we might have a professional join us, you know, to present on a topic. Once again, we operate the support group with the same platform that we are operating Amy's Place, and that if these families, if that's what they're asking for, then that's what we will do. The last support group that we had was attended by 5 men who are taking care of their wives.
That's just amazing.
Dementia.
I know, to you and to me. 5 men who's taking care of their wives.
We actually have been surprised with this. Maybe we didn't need to be surprised, but we see a lot of men visiting the cafe. And, you know, we really shouldn't be too surprised by that, because women continue to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia far more than men. I think there was a study in 2011 that of the 5.4 million people living with Alzheimer's disease, dementia in the United States.
Oh my gosh.
3.4 million of those are women.
Wow.
So, you know, we don't have time to go into the reasons why this happens. You can Google that and research it. But, you know, I think part of that is, you know, we still today outlive men. You know, if someone born in 2005 is average life expectancy is going to be 80 if you're female, and if you're man, it's what, 76 or 77. And those numbers continue to rise. And yet, as women continue to outlive men, the other side of the coin is, you know, maybe as we age and live longer, oftentimes many of those people will develop some kind of dementia. So that's kind of our response to why we are seeing so many dementia. We are so happy that they are there. And I've learned a lot listening to them. We, you know, just were on Channel 2 over the weekend, and they did an interview with a man who cares for his wife, and he made some very, very interesting points about that male caregiving role. And I think one of the things he said was, you know, we weren't really born to be mothers. But he was able to turn that around and how, you know, he will do in his situation. It's not for everybody, but he is able to turn this around and do whatever it takes to care for his wife. And so he and many men are doing that. And yet sometimes I think and I wonder about it. I'm not saying that it's true, but sometimes I can't help but wonder if perhaps men are even more isolated.
Oh, gosh.
In terms of friendships, you know, that, you know, we all go through this role reversal thing when we're caring and loving someone through dementia. But I think sometimes that it might be that isolation might be just a little more challenging for men. And so we do have a group of four who have had conversations about wanting to know if they haven't put it together yet, but I'm pretty sure it'll happen. They want to come to Amy's place one night a month and play poker.
Oh, I think that's great. I think that's great.
So we hope it happens.
You are such a fun guest to have, and it helps when I know a little bit about what you do. But I just want to encourage our listeners to please call, please reach out to Pam. Go make the trip to Roswell. It's easy to find, 14 Sloan Street, Roswell. Or call Pam. Again, I'm going to repeat that number since she doesn't know it. 347-849-8349. And how about a website?
I was just going to add that. Really go to our website, www.amysplace.net. Sign up for our newsletter.
Oh, that's great.
And we're posting past events and upcoming events. That newsletter continues to be another work in progress as we continue to evolve. But lots of information in there and on our website. And I think when you visit the website, I think you'll get a better feel as to what we are. But literally, virtually every single person who has come to visit, including you, Mary Jo, until you actually walk in it, you really don't get it.
Right.
You know what it is. We are not a restaurant. We are not a daycare center. We are just a home away from home,
a gathering place. You're a gathering place.
Exactly.
And a great resource. Just a great resource for caregivers and their families.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for coming. Please visit that website, www.amysplace.net. Pam's pretty savvy on this social media. I hope that you will you have a link to your channel to interview eventually? And
we did post the link on our Facebook page, Amy's Place, yesterday.
Good.
Channel 2 also has a link on there. And so, yes.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, check that out.
And you can listen to this radio show or any broadcast of the Ujiria radio show by going to either gscatlanta.com or Ujiria Radio or Business Radio X. It is also posted on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. So please check us out, like us, and call out to some of these great resources that we have on this show. As always, I want to close the show by saying, if the young people of this nation is its greatest natural resource, then it follows that the older folks, the seniors of this nation, are our greatest national treasure. Thanks, folks. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.